you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
It is indeed. Good morning. I'm Jeff Sloan. That's a little Cameron Knox, by the way, bringing us in. Shout out to Cam. Amazing job. Love that. Get our day started. All right, well, we've got Mark Pastoria, Kristen Kajawa. We've got Eric Dorsch in the studio with us, and we're getting the Pre-W. Smith Show rolling this morning. Now, to warm it up for us this morning, we've got a really interesting story. It's one of those stories that reminds you there's good people in our midst here. There really are some amazing people, not only people that are achieving things, achieving great things, but people achieving great things in business and for themselves while doing good for their community. And we've got a story for you. We've got it right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show. And this story is about a guy named Lance Slatton. Now, Lance and his family own a senior home care service for aging parents, aging family members. And that business, by the way, has risen to become one of the top in its field here in the state of Michigan and throughout the Midwest. And, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing how where great opportunities come from. Lance had an epiphany one day, and that is that, you know, we're providing a great service through our home health care business, but there's a huge need for information out there. How do we take care of aging family members? How do we do it right? What challenges face us? What are the best solutions available to us? So we started a little podcast. That little podcast now, Lance, you're doing something right. You're doing something magical because it's hard to get a few people to listen to your podcast. It's really hard. Lance now, just after 2 years of having that podcast, having created that podcast, he's got 60,000 subscribers. He's got 8 million YouTube views. Lance, you got to tell us about it, please. Lance Slatton.
Sure. So our family started our family business in Rich Life Home Care almost 10 years ago now. And it's a business that is more than a business. It's really a lifestyle. And we wanted to find a way to give back and help our communities throughout Michigan. And so we launched All Home Care Matters 2 years ago this past May. And it has quickly really taken off tremendously with over 60,000 subscribers on YouTube and over 8 million views on YouTube. In our society, we all have loved ones that are going through some kind of health challenge. And we wanted to find a way to provide these families with support and resources and discussions that could help them. We've had leading experts from all over the world on the show that have talked on any number of topics. And we have found that it has just really resonated with the viewers and listeners, because we also have the podcast on all of the major podcast streaming platforms, that have gotten the benefit of what we sought out to do when we launched All Home Care Matters 2 years ago.
You've gone from being part of a family that obviously was able to embrace a new business for you guys over 10 years now and really drive it to ultimate success. But then you go from that to creating a podcast and content that you're distributing now to the community on the subject matter that your business relates to. But you've done that so successfully as well. Creating a podcast and getting traction for it is a really hard thing to do. We got to know, what are some of the secrets to going from zero to 60,000 subscribers and growing?
Well, Jeff, I think one of the keys, at least for me personally, is when you have a love and a passion for what you're doing, the old saying goes, if you love your job, you never work a day in your life. And we really love doing this, and we love meeting these experts and these different professionals throughout the long-term care and healthcare sector. And we just want to see benefit being given to families, because it kind of comes off of our family business of helping these families in their homes and with their loved ones. We see the struggles and we see the obstacles that they face on a day-to-day basis. More than 6 million Americans are living with dementia right now. And estimated by the year 2050, the number is projected to rise to more than 13 million Americans. So there's a definite need for awareness, education, but also for the families that are being touched with it, they need that support as well. Because, you know, many families aren't necessarily, you know, in tune and, you know, adept with what dementia is and how to handle it. Because one of the things with dementia, there's no one size fits all with this disease.
It's really true. And you mentioned how prevalent it is. It's unbelievable. And something all of us, one way or the other, whether it's ourselves or a loved one, a friend, a neighbor, whatever it may be, someone in your community, this is going to touch almost everyone's lives one way or the other. And so this information that you're providing is really, really critical. People are hungering for information. You're passionate about your mission and what your business is all about and what its purpose is. And today, like never before, purpose matters. Customers, consumers relate to businesses as a result of, you know, a like value system, and authenticity and purpose and everything really matters today. So listen, I think it's amazing. I'm so curious about it, and your success is so unusually great. How did you get the word out in terms of marketing and creating that initial awareness?
So when we first launched the show in May of 2020, we didn't know what to expect. And naively, and we all know YouTube and iTunes and Spotify and all these great platforms are heard and can be accessed worldwide. What we were really doing with our thought process was replacing what we were doing throughout southeastern Michigan for seniors and communities and just putting it on video and onto a podcast, not really thinking too far ahead, because that was never really the objective, to reach worldwide audiences. And so, you know, it slowly built. And then just around the 1 year anniversary, we had gotten contacted by an online healthcare magazine, and they had, I don't know how, found the podcast, and they had offered to do an exclusive interview to discuss the importance of it and the benefits of it. And it was shortly really after that interview, we saw the numbers really starting to uptick quite a bit. And then from there, it's been a lot of word of mouth, and different experts and different professionals would reach out asking to be on the show. I'm a firm believer in, if you put your goals ahead of selfish goals and they're for other people, I think a lot of times it works out to where, you know, the success will come, and, you know, the benefits that you get from the success will come, as long as your motives are pure in heart. And we really formed our business and the podcast based around, we want to help communities.
Lance Slatton, thank you very much. Obviously achieving great things in business. And now with a podcast, All Home Care Matters, 7.8 million total views on YouTube and growing. Wow. Amazing, Lance. Thank you very much for being on. Thank you for all the great things you're doing to educate the community, most of all. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.